expectation for Daniel Cooper, COOPER, June 2881. Addresses a letter to Angela Jensen, NP, 4639360. Dear Angela, renal biopsy was done by interventional radiology, University of Michigan Pathology. Call me today, which is June 19. It shows minimal change nephropathy, partially treated. I talked to Danielle and wife. Danielle has been taking prednisone 20 milligrams daily, 2-3 days at the most. Over the last 30, 40 days, probably 3 or 4 times at the most. He remains on Pradaxa because of the pulmonary emboli, thrombectomy. Otherwise, we discuss what is minimal change nephropathy. He has a history of similar problems since age 4. The renal biopsy did not show evidence of chronicity. Most of the glomeruli, 11 out of 13, are normal and healthy. There is minimal, there is no interstitial nephritis, tubular atrophy, or arterial abnormalities. Immunofluorescence is negative. The podocyte, PODOCYTE, effacement is in the 40-45%, which relates to intermittent prednisone treatment. We discussed about treatment. He is very sensitive to steroids. Normal dose will be 60 milligrams daily for the first 2-3 months. Until proteinuria completely resolves, and then slowly tapering, given his concern about steroid exposure, I'm going to give him 20 milligrams daily, at least for the next 6 weeks, medication called to Myers here in Mount Pleasant. We will do a 24-hour collection in a month. We'll reassess in 6 weeks if we should prolong further the steroids, if we will use a steroid-sparing medication like Celcept, or no medication at all and treat it according to symptoms. This recent nephrotic syndrome was 8 grams, low albumin, with a hypercoagulable state. Causing pulmonary emboli, the vein thrombosis, for what he is anticoagulated, and in the hospital did require thrombectomy because of the right-sided pulmonary strain. All serology has been negative. He will take omeprazole, Prilosec 20 milligrams, in a daily basis to protect from gastritis and bleeding. He will take the prednisone with meals. We discuss about side effects, opportunistic infection. Presently, I'm not giving him antibiotics or bone protection. Patient and wife ask appropriate questions. We will follow, end of dictation.